Good morning. In election news, you've probably heard that Donald Trump is now the GOP presumptive nominee for President of the United States. Ted Cruz dropped out of the GOP presidential race on Tuesday.
We are suspending our campaign. But hear me now. I am not suspending our fight for liberty.
Then on Wednesday, Ohio Governor John Kasich dropped out of the race. This after Donald Trump swept delegates in Indiana. He claimed victory at Trump Tower in New York City. Trump is arguably one of the most divisive candidates in modern politics.
This country, which is very, very divided in so many different ways, is going to become one beautiful, loving country.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton.
I don't think we can take a risk on a loose cannon like Donald Trump running our country.
Clinton says loose cannons tend to misfire. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted that there's more enthusiasm for Trump with the KKK than the political party he now controls. She adds Trump's rise will test the character of us all. On its Wednesday cover, the New York Daily News showed the GOP mascot apparently dead, resting in a casket.
It's not good. I see a debacle ensuing.
New Yorker Mike DePew.
And it's come way too close. It's not a joke anymore. Everyone needs to just put this to rest. Cannot elect a reality TV star to be president.
And even though the mainstream media is calling the Democratic presidential race all but over for Bernie Sanders, he picked up a significant win Tuesday night in Indiana. He won 53% of the vote to Hillary Clinton's 47%. This gives Sanders 93 more delegates. Sanders, in a statement Tuesday evening, said the Clinton campaign thinks this campaign is over, but they're wrong. Maybe it's over for the insiders and the party establishment, but the voters in Indiana had a different idea. Sanders, who is in West Virginia campaigning today, says the campaign isn't over for voters in that state, or in Oregon, New Jersey, Kentucky, or in California, which votes on June 7th. There, 475 delegates are at stake. Sanders wants to debate Clinton in California later this month. Not counting superdelegates, Hillary Clinton has 1,701 and Bernie Sanders 1,417 delegates. 2,383 are needed to win the Democratic nomination. In other news, wildfires continue to rage in Canada's oil sands city, Fort McMurray in the province of Alberta. 80,000 people were forced to evacuate. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Fort McMurray being evacuated has been extremely difficult, not just for the province and officials, but for the folks who live there. And the folks, as we well know, right across the country who have connections to Fort McMurray. And I've been dealing with offers of support and calls from the Atlantic provinces all the way out to BC as people are looking for how they can support their friends and neighbors as people go through this difficult time.
Canadian officials say all efforts to suppress the fire have failed. 80% of the homes in one neighborhood were destroyed, with extensive damage in a number of other properties. Closer to home, Indian Point is back in the news. Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commissioners have ordered NRC staff to redo its analysis of impacts caused by severe accidents at the Indian Point nuclear power facility and potential upgrades needed to protect the public against such accidents. It was revealed that NRC staff relied on data from other sites, including sites surrounded by farmland, instead of site-specific data for Indian Point, which is 30 miles from New York City, where an evacuation plan would be impossible. The ultimate source of the data used by NRC staff could not be found, but the agency went on using the data without substantiation. And Verizon workers are still on strike, all 39,000 of them. That's 39,000 families who rely on those paychecks to make ends meet. The strikers are members of the Communication Workers of America, CWA, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW. They want to prevent Verizon from gaining a free hand to outsource, offshore, subcontract, and outright destroy jobs in communities throughout the U.S. People are being asked to join these strikers on their picket lines at Verizon wireless stores everywhere. Organizers say bring some donuts or a handmade sign showing your support. The word will get back to corporate headquarters, and they'll see that they can't stay in business without treating other workers fairly. In other news, New York stop and frisk judge Shira Shinlin, the federal judge who ordered reforms over stop and frisk tactics, has returned to private practice. In the case Floyd versus City of New York, brought for plaintiffs by the Center for Constitutional Rights, Shinlin concluded a widespread practice of police officers carrying out unconstitutional stops and frisks, which profiled blacks and Latino New Yorkers. The thousands represented were stopped without any cause on the way to work or home from school, in front of their homes, or just walking down the street. The judge found the NYPD liable for a pattern and practice of racial profiling and unconstitutional stops. This after a 9-week trial in July and August of 2013. It resulted in a series of remedies which are still being worked out. But the judge ordered that the NYPD immediately stop engaging in unlawful and racially discriminatory stops. As well, Shinlin ordered an independent monitor, attorney Peter Zimroth, to oversee reforms and report to the court. Judge Shinlin, who served on the bench for a quarter of a century, says she will continue to work for prison reform, voting rights, and medical care. Linda Perry, WBAI News, for WBAI in New York.